Hello, my name is Greg Boer, and I'm going to tell you about a new feature we're developing for Visual Studio Team Services, or VSTS. The feature is called Analytics, and Analytics is the new reporting platform for VSTS. This means Analytics is the feature that you will be using to make data-driven decisions to improve your DevOps cycle. In this video, I'm going to cover five things. First, I'm going to go through an introduction of what analytics is and how it works. And then I'm going to cover the three ways you can access analytics: widgets, our Power BI integration, and OData. And then I'm going to close off with a look towards the future and talk about what's coming next for analytics. So first, what is analytics? Analytics is, as I said before, the reporting platform for Visual Studio Team Services. And eventually, it will be the reporting platform for Team Foundation Server as well. So in short, it is the future of reporting for our products. So I work on the analytics product team, and we ask ourselves, what is our mission? What drives us? Our mission is that our customers, that is you, are using our product, VSTS Analytics, to make data-driven decisions to improve your DevOps cycle. In other words, our success is measured by your success. We've built analytics to make it easy for you to get actionable data from VSTS. And what I'd like to do now is take you through a quick introduction of what analytics is and how it works. If you have a Visual Studio account, you already have a rich source of data. Every time you use the Agile tools or the build or test tools, they are producing data to do their work. We call this the operational store because it's storing the data that supports the operation of the Visual Studio tools. We've built several widgets that pull data directly from the operational store. A lot of customers have found value in these widgets, but there are limits to reporting off of the operational store. The first thing is it increases load on the operational store. That is, reporting is actually competing for the same resources required for the tools to do their job. The second is that the operational store was never built with reporting in mind. So you're limited on the type of reporting that you can do. So what we do is we deploy an analytics service, which pulls data from the operational store into the analytics service, which is built for reporting from the ground up. You can do fast aggregations, long running trends, and as well, it's a separate data store. So pulling data for reporting is not competing for the same resources that the Visual Studio tools are. To deploy your own analytics service, you simply go to the marketplace and install the analytics extension. And then we will automatically deploy this service for you. The first thing I want to point out, though, is that it's in preview. And that means a couple of things. First, it's free. You can, during the preview, anyone can install it free of charge and get use of the value that's already provided. The second thing is we're not done yet. We've already deployed work item tracking data to the analytics service, but that's the only data that's there at the time of this recording. Next, we'll be adding test data and eventually build code, release, and even packaging data as well. And of course, we want your feedback during this preview phase because we want to make sure that this tool contributes to your success. So what's the value? Well, the first is we can build much more advanced widgets off the analytics service. This cycle time widget, which is displayed in the form of a control chart, could never have been built off the operational store. We've built six widgets that pull data from the analytics service, and I'll be demoing them later in this video. Second, the analytics service is our pathway to Power BI, in that if you are using Power BI to connect to your Visual Studio account, you will actually be pulling data from the analytics service. And third, it's our public interface to the data. We have built an OData feed on top of the analytics service, which provides developers full access to the data for extensibility. And eventually, we'll be providing an export story that allows you to export the data to mash up with other data sources in your organization. Okay, we've covered the basics of analytics, so let's dive into widgets. Widgets are the easiest way to access the data in VSTS Analytics. We like to say that they provide instant insights into your data. You just add them to your dashboard, you configure them, and immediately they're displaying data that you can use to make decisions based off of. So let's dig in now, and I'll show you the widgets that we have today.
Before we get started, if you haven't already, go to the Visual Studio Marketplace and install the Analytics extension on your account. Everything I'm showing you in today's video is going to be available after you install the extension. So let's look at the widgets. What I've done here is I put together a dashboard that highlights the different widgets that are available with the Analytics extension. We have a velocity widget, which answers the question of how the team has been performing over the past several sprints. Here we show what a team has planned for a sprint compared to what they actually delivered. The cumulative flow diagram shows work in progress plotted over time. We also have a lead and cycle time set of widgets, which show over time how long it takes for you to complete work items. Our cycle time and lead time widgets are displayed in the form of a control chart with a rolling average, standard deviation in the band, and also the individual points, so you can drill into outliers if you would like. And then the last two widgets I want to show you are the burn down and burn up widgets. These widgets are great if you have a certain set of scope of work that you want to complete over a period of time. Here, we're burning down a set of story points over a period of time. And the widget tells you, based on historical data, that it's expecting you to complete this on a specific time. And here we're saying that we're going to be completing on the expected time. The burn up widget is just like the burn down widget, except for you're burning up scope towards a total scope line rather than burning down. Here we're seeing that the projected completion is beyond the end date. We're going to need 11 more days to complete this work, so maybe some scope needs to be adjusted here. These are the six widgets that are available now, and we're going to be developing more and more widgets for the Analytics extension in the coming months.
Widgets are great. However, we know that sometimes you need to dig deeper into your data, and that's where Power BI comes in. Power BI provides a powerful platform to explore your data, visualize it, and share it with the rest of your organization. And VSTS Analytics integrates seamlessly with Power BI. Let me show you.
In the Power BI desktop, you get data by using a data connector. We have developed a data connector that is specifically for Visual Studio Team Services, which allows you to connect to the analytics service and easily get data from there to pull into Power BI. You enter the account and the team project. And what it will do is it'll present you a list of views that you can use to access the data in that particular account. Here we see the views that are available. For example, you can get all the work items, but the latest revision only, or you can get all the work items with 30 days of history. At the time of this recording, the data connector that was available is in beta and only provides these two views. What I'm showing you is the production version of the connector, which will be available in early 2018, which provides additional views like the last 26 weeks of history, or you can get all history at a monthly interval. What I'm going to do for this demo is I'm going to select bugs and the last 26 weeks of history and load it. And what it's doing right now is it's reaching out to the analytics service and pulling all that data into Power BI. Once the data is loaded, it will show that all the fields that are available that you can report on. We've included the most common reportable fields in our list. So the first thing I would like to show you is just how easy it is to create a trend chart using Power BI and the data model that we build in Power BI. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to build a trend chart on the count of work items. So I'm going to drag this in here in values. And make sure that it's a count. And then to do a trend, it's as simple as dragging this date field, which we've included for easy trending, to the axis. Changing it to date format. And what I see right now is a trend of the count of work items over the last 26 weeks. So let's go ahead and add state here and make that a little more interesting. And when I do that, you'll see that the closed items, which is represented by this black item, is really the majority of the items, and active and resolved items are smaller. So if we use the filtering capabilities in Power BI, and we filter out closed, now we get a chart that's a lot more interesting. Now I get insights into my data that make me ask the question, why were my active work items hovering around 50 here in the summer, but slowly have been creeping up to over 100 over the last part of the year? So that gives me insights into my data where I can go have a conversation with the team. But let's ask the data some questions. Let's ask the data how long it's taking to complete work items. So I'm going to create a chart here, which is going to be on cycle time. The first thing I'm going to do is add isCurrent to a filter here. And what that means is I'm going to be reporting on not historical data, but the latest revision of the data here. Cycle time represents how long an item takes to complete. So we'll go ahead and drag that on and make sure that we're doing average. And we see immediately that we have an average cycle time that's around 27 days. So it's taking us 27 days to fix our bugs. Now let's make it a little more interesting and add priority. And we get something that we would kind of expect, that the higher priority items take shorter amount of time, lower priorities take a longer amount of time. But P2, which is our standard priority, is still taking 30 days, and that's something. So let's dig in a little bit more and pull in resolved reason. Now, resolved reason is set when a work item is closed, it says how it was closed. Now we get something that's really interesting. When we look at the bugs that were closed by being fixed, we see that we still are in 27 days time frame for it to be fixed. So that leads to an interesting discussion with the team. Why are we taking so long to complete our bugs? But what's equally as interesting is we look at when bugs are closed because we're not going to fix them. Why has it taken us nearly 50 days to decide not to fix a bug? Or why has it taken us nearly 20 days to mark a bug as duplicate? So now I have some insights into my data where I can have discussions with my team about, are we staying on top of triaging our bugs, and is that why the active bug count is going up? So this is just two different examples of how you can dig into the data. And of course, there are many more that you can do once you get into it. Of course, once you have a report that you like, you can publish it to powerbi.com using the publish button here. And what I have here is I'm showing you here one that's already published to powerbi.com, and you can share it with the rest of your organization. Or if you want, there is a third-party widget available for the VSTS dashboard, which allows you to embed a Power BI dashboard directly on a VSTS dashboard to share with the rest of your team.
Like widgets, Power BI is powerful, but can only take you so far. If you're a developer and you want to access this data to write your own widgets or reports or maybe your own tools, you'll be using our OData endpoint to do that. OData provides access to all of your data so you can do whatever you want. What I'm going to do now is show you a short demo of our OData endpoint and then provide you with a link to resources that will give you all the information you need to get started with OData and even get started writing your own widget.
OData is an open standard protocol for accessing data, and by building OData on top of VSTS analytics, we provide access to all that rich data to developers who want to develop their own widgets or maybe their own tools. What I'm going to do is do a brief demo on a few OData queries using Visual Studio Code with a plugin that allows me to run queries directly from it. I have a few standard queries here that I want to show you. The first one here accesses the OData endpoint for work items and filters only those work items that are assigned to me. So this is going to go through all 600,000 work items that are in this account and return only the ones assigned to Greg Boer. So when we go ahead and access the command palette, we see we can open this OData query. And it's going to open it over here. And what it will return is the results formatted in JSON for all the work items assigned to me. The next query I want to show you shows off aggregations. I'm also doing filtering here, but I'm filtering on just active work items, and I just want to return the count. So by running this one, what I'm going to return is just a single number, which is how many work items are active. So of the 600,000 work items, 19,000 of them are active. And then this last query is the same thing. We're doing aggregates on count, but we're going to group by state. And you can see I've taken away the filter. So we're going to go through all 600,000 work items and return aggregates counts grouped by state. So let's go ahead and run that. And you can see how fast that was, how it immediately went through all the work items. And now I can see counts grouped by state. So I can see I have 74 that are canceled, 159,000 that are closed, 137 in the completed state, and so forth. So this is just a small sample of the OData language, a query that you can use on analytics. If you want to learn more, you can go to our documentation on how to extend analytics with OData, and we'll get you started with some quick starts, some tutorials, and even get you started creating your own widget.
To close up, I would like to talk a little bit about the future. In short, I want to answer the question, what's next with analytics? So what is next? Well, the first thing I want to talk about is we're going to be bringing in all the data types into analytics. Today, we have just work item tracking, but we're going to be bringing in code, build, release, test, packaging data. All that data is going to be brought into analytics and will be available through widgets, through our Power BI integration, and through OData. The second thing I want to tell you is we're going to be bringing analytics to our on-premise product, Team Foundation Server, so that our on-premise customers can enjoy the benefits of VSTS analytics as well. And the last is that we're investing even more in our Power BI story. That is, we're going to be providing more powerful ways for you to get your data into Power BI. For more information, visit aka.ms/VSTS analytics. There you will find information to help get you started. You will also find information on widgets and our Power BI solution. And if you're an engineer, you'll find information on how to access our OData endpoint as well. Enjoy, and thanks for listening.